My World Cup experience has been colourful, has been tiring, has been exciting, has been challenging. I'm Joanna Gajerowska, senior sports presenter at Al Jazeera. And between us, I've been blown away by the atmosphere at this World Cup. You've got all these different tribes coming together and meeting in the middle of one place. So we weren't really sure what to expect, but I was so pleasantly surprised because people met, and despite being fans of different teams, they just kind of all joined together. I think as a woman covering the World Cup, I felt very safe. I felt very welcomed in both in the stands and outside the stadiums by the fans.
Well, they've come dressed as cows with full-on cowbells.
There wasn't the aggressive fans in the stands. There wasn't the language that I thought there would be. I was so happy to take my kids to these matches because people were super friendly. We went to the match between Poland and Saudi Arabia and people were stopping us because we were covered in Polish flags. My daughter was wearing traditional Polish clothing. I was with my husband, my mum and my kids as we went to Al Bayt Stadium for the England-France game. And as we approached Al Bayt Stadium, we were greeted by two Palestinian families. And they came up to us and they offered us trays of sweets, trays of nuts and dates. And you could see on the faces of the fans that had come in from Europe that they didn't really know what to do. But in that moment that they realised that those people didn't want anything from them, they just wanted to greet them and give them sweets, their guard went down and they realised that this is part of Arabic hospitality. The One City World Cup has been a huge, huge hit for the teams because they've come in and they've been able to stay in one hotel for the whole tournament. That cannot be underestimated. They've had short distances to travel to training grounds. They've had short distances to get to stadiums. When the players are happy, they perform well on the pitch. And that's what we've seen in terms of the quality of the matches here. It would be difficult for another city to pull off a One City World Cup. But I think it's not a bad idea to think about it in the future. I feel like some media networks came here with a preconception of what to expect and with a negative outlook, and I think that's a shame. At the start of the tournament, I went to cover an England training session.
It's also a place where many migrant workers live.
Where they were playing alongside a team of workers who'd worked on building the stadiums. That was a very pointed issue for the England team. As a journalist, you have to go into stories where you can face controversy with much more open questions, so you allow the guest to tell you their story without putting words in their mouths. I felt like some of the other journalists who were there were asking much more leading questions. One of the questions that I heard was, but isn't this a very dangerous job to be doing working in a stadium? It's been so good to see fans from places as far afield as Japan and Australia to Argentina and Brazil. Meeting up with fans from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, and just exchanging cultures, conversations, to see things like fans dressing up in the traditional thobe and gutra, but in their team colours, and then having Qatari fans come up to them to adjust their gutras to make them correct, has been such a nice scene that will stay with me, I think, for the rest of my life.